from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Holmes Show. You can find us here on these airwaves Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I would introduce the next segment, but I can't because I don't have the information that Lawrence Holmes has promised.
Yeah, so look, I saw this yesterday and I was like, 2 days ago. And I was like, we could probably do something with this. This is from Bill Barnwell, who does an incredible job covering football for ESPN. Really good at like throwing out interesting numbers and statistics. He's a great follow. I follow him. This tweet says, 2023 defenses ranked by percentage of pass attempts they faced from opposing primary quarterbacks. All right, you got it?
Primary quarterback defined by?
The guy.
Okay.
Like not playing against backups or the third or.
Well, they played against a lot of backups.
This is why I thought you would find it interesting. Parenthetically, this includes clear number one guys who started the year as a number one but got hurt, benched like Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Garoppolo. Where do you think the Bears rank in facing primary quarterbacks?
Last year's team?
Last year's team.
Ooh, I would say bottom third.
19th last year. Okay.
Okay. Right but around there.
Flip it. So I guess technically 11th.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
They face the primary quarterback 74.6% of the time. Who is at the top of the list? I'm not surprised by this because this team had no business. I'll let you guess. This team had no business making the playoffs last year. None. With their quarterback situation, but they found a way into the playoffs.
The Browns?
Steelers.
Steelers, okay.
They only face the primary quarterback 59.1% of the time. You're like, well, wait, Lawrence, what about the rest of the division? The division is a little bit, like, bunched up. The Vikings faced the primary quarterback pretty much as the Bears did, 74.9%. The Packers, 80.7%, which is wild. Well, where are the Lions?
Actually, though,
the Lions at 85%.
But my other thought is, if you were to go back at teams that win the Super Bowl, sometimes in football, those seasons break your way.
Yep.
And nobody cares after you've won. Nobody cares after you've made it to the to the conference championship game. There's a lot of commonality. It happens sometimes. Hell, the 85 Bears were supposed to have the rematch against the Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
And nobody cares that they didn't because there was an upset there. This is a
Does it make you look at the Bears defense any differently?
Not going forward, no. I think I can do a pretty good job of understanding what they are and what they do. And what they, if you knew, for example, against like, you know, Flacco or against when they did a pretty good job against Jared Goff taking away in breaking routes and understanding what guys want to do, I will look at them independent of that. But as you're doing this, there was a list here every year when Drew McGarry at Defector does his Why Your Team Sucks. And he does it for every team, and it's awesome. It's hilarious. And he actually made fun of me in this piece, too.
Oh, good.
With my comments.
I'll definitely read it
now. Eberflus. And in the comments, a Bears fan says, here are the quarterbacks that Matt Eberflus has defeated. That he refers to him as defensive genius Matt Eberflus. This is the list of quarterbacks. Okay? Trey Lance, Davis Mills, Bailey Zappi, Josh Dobbs, Sam Howell, Jared Goff, Taylor Heineke, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, and Brian Hoyer. That's when you gave me that stat, that list was the first thing I thought.
That was in your mind of yep. Like, wait, they faced a lot of
yes.
Bums.
Yeah, and that's okay. You don't have to apologize for it.
Right.
You got to beat them. You got to beat them. And in good Bears years, often, they've faced some bums. If it's Brock Osweiler, they lose to him.
Again, this is
three different times.
A trivia question that yes. Will win you a bar bet. Name the quarterback that beat the Bears three different times with three different teams in a three-year period.
And the answer is Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler. Texans, Broncos, Dolphins, Broncos.
Yep. And every one of those games was just excruciating.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Holmes Show. You can find us here on these airwaves Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I would introduce the next segment, but I can't because I don't have the information that Lawrence Holmes has promised.
Yeah, so look, I saw this yesterday and I was like, 2 days ago. And I was like, we could probably do something with this. This is from Bill Barnwell, who does an incredible job covering football for ESPN. Really good at like throwing out interesting numbers and statistics. He's a great follow. I follow him. This tweet says, 2023 defenses ranked by percentage of pass attempts they faced from opposing primary quarterbacks. All right, you got it?
Primary quarterback defined by?
The guy.
Okay.
Like not playing against backups or the third or.
Well, they played against a lot of backups.
This is why I thought you would find it interesting. Parenthetically, this includes clear number one guys who started the year as a number one but got hurt, benched like Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Garoppolo. Where do you think the Bears rank in facing primary quarterbacks?
Last year's team?
Last year's team.
Ooh, I would say bottom third.
19th last year. Okay.
Okay. Right around there.
Flip it. So I guess technically 11th.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
They face the primary quarterback 74.6% of the time. Who is at the top of the list? I'm not surprised by this because this team had no business. I'll let you guess. This team had no business making the playoffs last year. None. With their quarterback situation, but they found a way into the playoffs.
The Browns?
Steelers.
Steelers, okay.
They only face the primary quarterback 59.1% of the time. You're like, well, wait, Lawrence, what about the rest of the division? The division is a little bit like bunched up. The Vikings faced the primary quarterback pretty much as the Bears did, 74.9%. The Packers, 80.7%. Which is wild. Well, where are the Lions?
Actually, though,
the Lions at 85%.
But my other thought is, if you were to go back at teams that win the Super Bowl, sometimes in football, those seasons break your way.
Yep.
And nobody cares after you've won. Nobody cares after you've made it to the conference championship game. There's a lot of commonality. It happens sometimes. Hell, the 85 Bears were supposed to have the rematch against the Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
And nobody cares that they didn't because there was an upset there. This is
Does it make you look at the Bears defense any differently?
Not going forward, no. I think I can do a pretty good job of understanding what they are and what they do. And if you knew, for example, against Flacco or against when they did a pretty good job against Jared Goff taking away in-breaking routes and understanding what guys want to do, I will look at them independent of that. But as you're doing this, there was a list here every year when Drew McGarry at Defector does his Why Your Team Sucks. And he does it for every team, and it's awesome. It's hilarious. And he actually made fun of me in this piece, too.
Oh, good.
With my comments.
I'll definitely read it
now. Eberflus. And in the comments, a Bears fan says, here are the quarterbacks that Matt Eberflus has defeated. That he refers to him as defensive genius Matt Eberflus. This is the list of quarterbacks. Okay? Trey Lance, Davis Mills, Bailey Zappi, Josh Dobbs, Sam Howell, Jared Goff, Taylor Heineke, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young, and Brian Hoyer. That's when you gave me that stat, that list was the first thing I thought.
That was in your mind of like, wait, they faced a lot of bums.
Yeah, and that's okay. You don't have to apologize for it.
Right.
You got to beat them. You got to beat them. And in good Bears years, often, they've faced some bums. If it's Brock Osweiler, they lose to him.
Again, this is
three different times.
A trivia question that will win you a bar bet. Name the quarterback that beat the Bears three different times with three different teams in a three-year period.
And the answer is Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler. Texans, Broncos, Dolphins, Broncos.
Yep. And every one of those games was just excruciating.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.